Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix, Arizona. I am Joseph J. Erdo. Across from me is Dave Isaac, your host. He's getting some information for us for this next segment. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, by the way. And behind the glass, Eric Reinert and Kathleen.
No, the lovely Kathleen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the lovely Eric Reinert.
No.
I am lovely. Come on.
The lovely Eric.
The lovely Eric Reinert and the great Kathleen.
I put my makeup on
and
everything for you guys.
Kathleen the Great. Your makeup is what now?
I said I put my makeup on and did my nails for you guys.
Well, thank you. It looks very beautiful today. It looks gorgeous. And of course, on the phone, on location, she's in a basement somewhere where someone's cutting
undisclosed
hair
place
and eating her hair like spaghetti. Trisha.
Not quite that exotic.
No one's eating your hair.
But I am. It's sunny and beautiful. Nope, nobody's
no one's
eating my blonde hair.
Flying your dirty panties like a kite. Okay.
I hope not.
You never know. You might want to check the.
That's what the song said.
Yes, check.
Oh,
the
that's what it
must
says.
Be true.
Yes, but of course, that was Who Let the Dogs Out. We reviewed A Dog's Purpose earlier in the show.
Great movie.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We encourage that. Maybe we should have a debate with whatever groups was trying to say there was issues.
PETA.
Yeah, PETA. I
PETA
don't
sandwich.
Like,
yeah.
I don't like PETA sandwiches.
I
love PETA
bread.
Who's PETA?
With PETA on that. The People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even get involved with them on that because, you know what, it detracts from the greatness of the film.
I think
everybody just needs to judge for themselves and go enjoy the film and take from it what you will, which all of us got something really wonderful out of it.
Exactly.
And that's how we need to leave it, I think.
Exactly. Just see the movie. See A Dog's Purpose this weekend. And it's not the only movie that opened up this weekend. There's a few
Resident
others.
Evil.
Well, isn't that next weekend or is that out?
I don't know.
I read that it came out at
the same time.
Yeah, it did. Some people went there. But
another one. And they had D-Box seats for that one. I didn't go see it, though.
I didn't see that one. I saw I Am Michael starring James Franco. That's a really interesting movie about a man who's gay and in a relationship with Zachary Quinto, I think is the actor's name is.
Yeah, Spock.
Spock, yes, from Star Trek. Yeah.
Oh, Spock. Yeah. Oh, the new one?
I watched most of it. I haven't seen the very end of it yet.
And of course, I don't want to spoil this one, but he's questioning his sexuality. Is that sexuality or right?
I think sexuality.
Well,
it's
not just that, but he's actually just really looking introspectively into his life and his life choices on many different levels.
Yeah.
And I really think that this really was a good showcase of Franco's amazing acting ability.
Yeah, people are saying it's his best performance since 127 Hours. He's he's a great actor.
And it is based on a true story as well,
which
I think always amazes me when I hear about true story things.
Yes, it's a very good film. So go check out I Am Michael. We might do some more on that next week. We'll keep you posted. But it's a very good film. And of course, Emma Roberts is also in the film. And something that I saw that opened last week that we didn't get a chance to review yet is Split. That's the new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
He's never made a good movie.
Come on, Signs.
I enjoyed Signs,
Signs
but then
is great.
I thought it digressed after that. But everybody is saying that this film, Split, is his best film.
It is a very good movie. It's you've really got to pay attention to it.
So you liked it?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Yes, I
liked. Did you like Unbreakable?
Yeah, I like that.
I thought it was okay.
Movie?
Yeah,
that
he made
a
it. Yeah.
Good.
Dave, I would have figured you fell asleep in that one.
No, I actually thought that was okay. Yeah, that got pretty good reviews, though, right?
Yeah, Bruce Willis and I didn't like The Sixth Sense. I did not like.
Oh,
the
maybe
Sixth
that's
Sense.
A different. Isn't that the guy? The true story where?
No, not Unbroken.
I got the wrong one.
He's in the wheelchair. It's Mr. Glass.
No, I didn't see that one then.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it was with Samuel L. Jackson.
I would have fell asleep.
Bruce Willis.
The year 2000.
Oh, I don't know that one.
And
I fell asleep in that one.
Oh no! Well, you got well rested, right?
Well, I liked it.
3 hours of rest.
It's a 3 hour movie.
It's long, or maybe it just seemed that way.
Well, M. Night Shyamalan's known for his twist endings, and I will tell you that the twist ending in Split is a much different than what he's usually what he usually does with movies.
Really?
To say any more, I will say that there's the they tell you the title of the movie at the end, and then there's a little extra scene.
I have an idea of what it is, but I won't say.
Okay, I can, if you want, we can confirm off the air if you're interested. But yeah, don't research it too much if you intend to see Split, because like all you have to do is type in Split and like. It'll show it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it tells you what it is. So if you intend to see Split, and I think you should, go see it and see it in the theater, because it's about three girls who are kidnapped by this guy who's got multiple personalities. He's got 23.
23, and one's coming, supposedly?
Yes, he's moving in. He's on the move.
Oh, no.
And all the different personalities are really interesting. James McAvoy does a terrific acting job.
24 is supposed to be the worst of them, right?
Yes, he's kind of a beast. And the girls are great, the great actresses. There's another running storyline that they show us some flashbacks from one of the girls' past.
Wow.
And it's very scary, very tense.
It is.
Yeah, it's not really a horror movie. It's more of a
suspense movie.
It's more of a suspense. Yeah, it's an abduction.
Thriller.
Yeah, it's a thriller. Yeah, abduction.
The thriller in Manila.
And it's also there's some depth to it, because one of the girls has some trauma in her past. I won't tell you what it is.
Ooh.
But you know, she's learning to figure out how to get over that, and you know, because when you got this guy who's like acting really weird in front of you and he's making these different voices. I mean, some of them are females.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of them's Barry.
Does he ever switch?
One of them
Let me ask you this: does he switch personalities right in front of you?
Yes. Yes,
oh, he can do that.
And James McAvoy is so excellent.
Do you know why it's triggered? Is it show in the movie?
But Dave, see, that's what you're going to like this movie. That's why you're going to like Split, because there's also a therapist in the movie, and she's studying him and trying to figure out, you know.
See, that's a cool deal.
Are all these people inside of him? And because also they have different strength, you know.
Oh, yeah.
One person can be really weak in a little kid, and one person can, like, bend bars.
And did you know that? The study, what I've read, mm-hmm. And I haven't confirmed it, but I believe it's true. In different personalities, the same person can have different diseases mm-hmm. depending yep. on... You've heard that, too.
Yes.
And you can have diabetes under one personality. You go to the next one, it's instantly gone.
She said,
How is that possible?
That's what she's studying in this character.
Is that interesting?
Yes. It is a very interesting...
Eric and Kathleen, do you believe that? Or Tricia, you believe that, too? That in different personalities, a disease could be in one personality. And can be gone in the next?
I'm here. I have not researched it or studied it, but I have heard of that phenomenon.
It's incredible.
And
even blood types
change.
I would
really love to see more study on it. Now, that one, I don't get how a blood type could change.
It's craziness.
That.
Well, and also, you know, how does this happen in the first place? Because they start to explore that in the end of the movie, how, you know, he's got some trauma as well. I won't tell you. But,
I'm sure, right?
But, I mean, I love the little, I think that the little kid's version that's in his head, Hedwig. He goes, you want to come up to my room and we'll listen to my radio? I got a CD player. You know,
you sound probably like him.
Yeah, he sounds like that. You want to see me dance to the CD player? And she says,
you should be an actor. She says, he has good impressions.
He says, I got a window in my room. I got a window. You can come back and see the window.
And it was a drawing.
And it's a drawing, yes.
They're all excited because they think they're going to escape through the window.
Oh, yeah. that's funny.
See, now it's open. Now it's closed. And there's just two pieces of paper that he like opens and closes. And he goes,
wait a minute. Maybe tonight.
You thought you wanted to escape through the window? Were you trying to trick me? And so it's...
Eric, it sounds like maybe you've seen the film.
No, I've actually seen the trailer, and it's all in the trailer.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they reveal a little bit.
That sounds pretty good, though.
It is a very good movie. It's
a
psychological thriller.
Do you want to rate it? How many stars?
I'll give it four.
So maybe I should go see it, right?
I think you should go see it, and we'll have a further discussion about it, because it is also... It tackles, you know, several different things. The psychological aspect, it tackles the thrilling aspect. There's a little bit of horror in there in terms of that 24th personality, and some great acting by James McAvoy. And and then, of course, the finale, that final twist, that when you see this in a theater with people who know M. Night Shyamalan, I will tell you this: listen to the music that's playing during James McAvoy's final scene, and it might give you a hint if you are an M. Night Shyamalan fan.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Did I see Signs? I can't remember. What was that about?
Aliens.
Hmm.
Well, I saw signs. I was not a super fan of M. Night Shyamalan, some of his later films.
Lady in the Water?
Personally. But I mean, this sounds very intriguing to me.
It does, actually. I'm going to see it.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Should I see it tonight?
Sure, why not? See it tonight. It's been open since last weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it doing well?
I think it's doing pretty well, yeah. Yeah, and it's got great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. That's not, of course, really? I don't swear by that because Rotten Tomatoes, that's a big joke. But here's
the thing I will tell you, Joseph, mm-hmm. okay? I talk to people in the theaters.
Yes.
I talk to the people who work in the theaters, and I talk to people who are coming out of other films and ask them what they saw and what they thought of it, and it's getting a lot of real positive praise.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear, right?
Yeah, and then you know, there's nothing like seeing a twist ending, and then you know, in a theater with a bunch of other people, and then everyone's just like, oh, you know, and you hear that gasp, and they're like, you know, like pointing at the screen. So again, do not get up until the credits are like literally starting to roll, because then you will miss that final
oh,
twist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he knows how to take that knife and twist it.
He's good, huh?
Yes. Like, oh no.
Then I'm gonna see it, yes. Probably tonight.
You should. You should definitely check it out. And of course, if you haven't seen, and for our listeners, if you haven't seen A Dog's Purpose, check out A Dog's Purpose.
You definitely got to see
your kids.
That. How's that doing?
That's doing really well, too.
Think he'll be the leader?
I think it'll be number one this
weekend. I hope so.
Unless Resident Evil, I don't know if Resident Evil can
take it.
Yeah,
I don't like those type of
movies. Well, I think A Dog's Purpose is a must-see. If you're only going to see one film this weekend, see A Dog's Purpose.
Yes, I agree.
If you have time to see more than one, then... Then you know.
Check out.
We have lots
I am
of
Michael.
Recommendations for the second one.
Yeah, check out.
Because
I am Michael.
It could be I Am Michael. It could be
Split.
It could be this M. Night Shyamalan Split, or some of the other great movies. In fact, it's funny. La La Land was sold out again last night.
Wow!
Just because
wow.
Now people are paying attention to it because of the awards that it's received.
I'm checking out some of the Oscar contenders.
Oh, yeah. We got to do our Oscar party.
Yeah, we got to.
Are we going to do an Oscar deal? Yeah, we should do one.
AMC is doing a special where you can go and see all of the films in a binge watch.
24-hour watch.
Like a 24-hour binge watch of all the movies that are up for best. No, for best film.
And then you can fall asleep during Hell or High Water like I did.
I saw that. No, I sort of like that, though.
You did? You kind of like
Remember we saw that, Trisha? It was in San Diego. I think I liked it. It was about the two brothers and the bank.
Yeah, yeah. You liked it? Okay.
I
didn't really fall asleep. I'm just saying, I for being an Oscar-nominated movie.
But you would if you're up there for 24 hours. That,
yes.
Then you're going to get tired.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
no, not all the movies are La La Land. Let's just say that.
I like La La Land.
Yeah, La La Land is great. But you know what? We're coming up almost at the end of the show.
You got to be kidding me. Already?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is going on here?
I don't know. Dave, it's been a great show.
A great show. Everyone. And thank you, Joseph. You always do a great job.
Thank
I love
you.
The music was just excellent.
Thank you. And I'm checking out Snowbowl tomorrow. Shout out to Arizona
You're gonna
Snowbowl.
You're going to go there?
Yeah.
How you still know the people up there from when we had them on?
I don't think that they think they've changed.
Oh, they
point.
Have?
Yeah, but
so
you know
what? A little skiing?
I'm going to see if I'm going to check out that Grand Canyon Express.
What is that?
That's the new high-speed chairlift.
Oh.
And yeah,
that sounds scary.
Yeah, I'm a little scared actually.
What if you fall?
But I'm going to do some snowboarding, so I'm very excited about that. But also, we got to remember to tell people if you don't want to go to the movies, you should go to the movies. But if you want to stay home, binge watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, is that on Netflix?
Yeah,
or
it's
somewhere?
On Netflix. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
The whole season,
the first season, and then you can,
Oh, then
should
I go
Split
or Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Both. And of course, Trisha probably knows this song by heart.
Oh yeah, she loves Elvis.
Elvis Presley. Hound Dog.
Hound Dog.
Of course, in honor of A Dog's Purpose, everyone, check out A Dog's Purpose in theaters this weekend and on TV.
Is this in the movie,
Girlfriend.
Or did you just pick songs
about
dogs?
I just picked songs about dogs, yeah.
And it's a good Hound Dog song.
Yes.
I love that.
They said you was a high class, Dave.
They said I'm a high class
that
dog.
That was just a lie.
Oh. He knows all this stuff. How does he do it? All right, well... All right, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Breakthrough Entertainment. And wait, I can't see the countdown. Oh, what did you say, 30 seconds? It's 15 seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Sing with me.
I don't know this one. All right, have a great week. Go see A Dog's Purpose.
Check out.
And we'll see everyone next week. Have a great week. Signing off.